23rd of April 2001.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Nice to be together again.
Is indeed good that so many have gathered this time. Always I feel your love and your welcome. For this, I am most grateful.
Yes, we're grateful for the love that you bring to us and the upliftment.
Yes, upliftment is something needed in some of your lives at this present time. Before I continue with new knowledge, I would like, my dear friends, to ask each one of you what you have learned for yourselves in these past few months. We have spoken of many new things, much new knowledge, and for this time I ask that each one of you speak of what you have achieved in order that the others may know. Because, my dear friends, each one of you has grown in your own way, in your own time, at your own individual evolutionary rate. Therefore, if you are happy this time to speak, then I will be happy, my dear friends, to comment to you individually.
Yes, I'll start now, should I? Mark?
Yeah, it's difficult to say really. It's what you give us is something, what you've given me is something that I wouldn't have even thought about. Some of the things you talk about, I wouldn't have even considered them. And they give me a kind of hope, I suppose, because it makes me feel that there is a much bigger picture, and I think it's given me more confidence in, I suppose, my position in my life, more purpose.
Yes. You would say that your knowledge has expanded spiritually.
Yeah.
Yes, you, my dear friends, until now have taken each step slowly, but you will find that in this year of your earthly time, your knowledge will be such that you will be surprised by your own thinking. Thank you for your comments.
Does this one want to say anything? I know it's difficult for this one.
Yes. It is too much.
Yes.
I know how she has grown. So we will say only that she has gained experience from these meetings.
That's amazing, really. Amazing.
Great. No, it is not amazing. Mm-hmm. We are speaking to her on a spiritual level.
Yes.
And it is on that level that we speak.
I see. Thank you. Graham?
Ah, yes. Before I say anything, may I give a thanks? Say thank you. I'd like to give thanks to those people on our side and the people on your side for helping me with my health problems. I feel as though of late I've got a lot better, and it's tremendous upliftment and joy that it's given me.
May I stop you there, my friend? Where is your own self-thanks? Who has achieved this? Of course, you have been helped by many, but ultimately, you yourself are responsible for your health.
Yes.
So I would say to you, my dear friend, give thanks to you. Do you understand what I say to you?
Yes, I do. I will do that. It's difficult to know where to begin with what I feel as though I've achieved. It's enabled me to understand the position of the human race, where we fit into the grand scheme of things. It's enabled me to look at things from a very different point of view than I have whatever have dreamed of before I started coming to these meetings. I've been able to have spiritual thoughts, trying to think of things in a spiritual way. I've been able to have conversations with my wife, who also comes to this group, about things that never would have been possible before. And I find, possibly ever more so in my life as I move forward, that I'm thinking all the time about things, almost constantly through the day. I try to think of things in a slightly different way than I have before, bearing in mind the things that we've been taught. And I feel as though it's given me a lot of power and strength, which otherwise would have been lacking, and more insight and understanding and compassion to those around me.
Yes. Yes, you have picked up much since you have joined us. May I say to you, my dear friend, that the one you call wife has indeed been a special gift for you in this lifetime. That lady has much spiritual knowledge, even although she constantly seeks. She is what we would call a spirit of much compassion and love.
Yes.
To this she has brought to you, but also to many others that has been acquainted with her. I would say to you that in this learning process, the biggest lesson for you, my dear friend, has been the compassion and the understanding of others' problems.
Yes.
Yes. Would you agree?
I would.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for those comments.
George?
As a personal level, I think I have learned more humility, patience, sensitivity, appreciation of young children. I'm feeling closer to spirit. I'm at a different level. I feel I'm reaching out to more people through the book, which is now being marketed in a small way, with the help of local newspaper accounts, and there are more plans for reaching out to more people through what is written in the book, and I see that as part of my work for the coming year or two.
Yes,
that's about it.
Yes, I would like to say this to you, my dear friend, that you always have been sensitive, but you needed to grow just a little more in order that that sensitivity be utilized in the proper manner. This you have done. You are following in the correct footsteps of your life plan. You are most intelligent in the intellectual sense. But we give thanks, do we not, to those friends of yours in our world who are constantly with you, enabling you to go forward. As you say in those written words, which need to find a wider audience. We thank you, my dear friend, for this. We give many thanks to those of you who allow us to come close enough in order that spiritual work may be given to many, many others. To those who are skeptical, to those who have knowledge, to all manner of peoples who are seeking. This is what your written word will do. It will enable many people to have within their grasp the words of spiritual knowledge. I would like to thank you, my dear friend, for all that you have achieved. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Sam, I'm finding it now very easy to pass on the word when I get the opportunity. I used to find it a little awkward, and it's not always easy to express exactly what I mean, but I find it increasingly easy to slip in something about spirit when I'm talking to people. And the other thing I've found since this operation I've had, it's helped me enormously to sit back and think, whereas I've always been so busy rushing around, I've had time to sit back and think and realise too in my moments of thinking that maybe I would have done better not to have had the operation, to think that it's helped others around me to grow, whereas they wouldn't have had that opportunity had I not had the operation. So, yes, I'm seeing things in very different light to I did a while ago.
Yes. May I say to you, my dear friends, that always in your seeking and in your searching, you have been, if I may say, one who has tended to rush a little too quickly. This time of quietness that you speak of, is an intended quietness for you. It has enabled you, as you have said, to give time to the quieter thinking time of spirit, which is quite different from the quiet time of the physical being. Would you agree?
I would indeed, yes.
There is much for all of you to learn. But I would say to you, my dear friends, you have made great strides in your spiritual unfoldment. This does not happen in a short time, but takes all of your years of living. And these words, my dear friends, applies to all in this room. For all of your years of living, you will continue to grow, to accept knowledge, to be much better human beings, to go forward, as I have said before, to become emissaries of spirit, in order that others may know what the truth is. This, my dear friend, is what you have been achieving in this past year of your living. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you very much. Margaret?
I had two, thank you, to say. Some time ago, I think it's a few years now, my grandson was dyslexic and he's been, you said to have patience. Well, patience is all right, but we've got to be cross with him sometimes. Anyhow, we found a very, very good school and he's now 11 and he's such a wonderful boy and he's so kind. And I think it was when you said to me, pray for him and, you know, wish him well, and I did, and it's come out wonderful. The other thing is that my daughter suffered last year with cancer, and I asked for help, and she's coming through wonderful. I'd like to thank you very, very much for that.
Yes. I would say to you, my dear friend, that the power of thought, and I do not apologize for repeating these words, that the power of thought is the most powerful thing you will ever have. To use that power of thought in a positive manner for good of another human being enriches your own life. Not only do those people that those positive thoughts are aimed towards, not only are they helped, but you, my dear friend, also benefit from that positive thought. I would say, however, that this positive thinking must be used on a wider scale, to be used for all peoples, not only for those who are close and whom you love.
Why do you pray for other people?
Yes, but the most important people that you can give thoughts for are those who are most in need, not only in your world, but also in ours. For this, dear lady, we thank you. And I would say that you have learned well how to use your thoughts for help. We hear them and we hold them. And I take this opportunity to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
So, I think it's me now. Well, I do like to read the transcripts of your teachings over and over. I'm still amazed at some of the things you've told us. I hope it's made me a better person, more understanding. Patience I do try hard with, but I'm sure it has made me a kinder person.
Yes, I will speak with you, my dear friend, and I will use your own words. You are amazing. You, my dear friends, are what we would call a most generous and simple soul. Life is not always easy. For all of you, you have your moments of distress, of illness, and life in general seems difficult. But, my dear lady, we wish to thank you for giving the opportunity for all our other friends within this room to come together. Because without people like you who are willing to serve spirit, to help to spread the truth, we could not use you in the way that we have. You, my dear friend, should be thankful for all that comes to you. But we too are thankful for your dedication to the work of spirit. These thanks are not given lightly, because, as I have said to you, without you, we could not continue this kind of work. I must say, my dear friends, and to all of you, I speak. Since I have come to you, I have seen how the lights around you have grown brighter. I have watched each one of you with your doubts, and then to see those doubts disappear. I have seen each one of you when you have spread the word of truth to others. I have seen how you light up when the acceptance of truth comes to those who you know have been in the darkness of not knowing. I say to you, my dear friends, there is much to achieve, and I will say, there is much good to come to all of you, and there is much for us to achieve within this room. But once more, I must say to you, slowly, slowly, and again I will use the word patience, which I know to you earthly beings is a word that is not always used properly. But it is a word which, my dear friend, forgive me, my dear friends, but I feel this time that I must withdraw from you. I ask that you continue in the good work that you do, and that next time we meet, I will speak with you on some new truth.
Yes,
which I hope you will find most interesting.
Thank you. Thank you.
God
bless you.